Nolte, Democrat-run Chicago year-to-date crime rate up 97% compared to 2021. By John Nolte on January 26, 2023. Compared to the first 22 days of 2021, the major crime rate in Democrat-run Chicago is already up 97% this year, reports WirePoints. Compared to those same 22 days last year, crime is up 61%. Another great American city utterly destroyed by unchallenged Democrat rule under Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Chicago is what happens to a society when Democrats get everything they want when the left gets their utopia. More from WirePoints. Major reported crimes in Chicago in 2022 were 41% higher than in 2021 and 33% more than 2019. Versus the pre-George Floyd baseline of 2019 murder, robbery, theft, motor vehicle theft and shooting incidents for Chicago in 2022 were all up notably. But it's worse than that. New major crimes data for Chicago is out, covering the first 3 weeks of 2023. And what a 3 weeks it's been. The numbers show that overall reported major crimes through January 22 in the new year are 61% higher than the same span in 2022, and 97% greater than in 2021. In just 22 days, there have been 2,189 cars stolen. That's nearly 100 car thefts per day. Compared to the first 22 days of 2022, that's a 165% jump. Compared to the first 22 days of 2019, that is a, not a typo, 349% increase. Already this year, in just those 22 days, 32 people have been murdered in the once great Windy City. Nevertheless, murder is the only crime that has decreased in Chicago. By this time last year, 35 had been murdered. Watch below as surveillance camera catches an attempted Chicago kidnapping in broad daylight. Year to date, robbery is already up 26%. Sexual assault increased by 12%, and burglary and theft climbed 11% and 24%, respectively. Chicago's utterly inept mayor, Lori Lightfoot, assumed office in 2019 and is up for re-election this year. Last week, when this lunatic mayor was asked during a debate what could be done to decrease the crime plaguing Chicago street vendors, she said they should go cashless. "We have been in Little Village working with those street vendors, understanding what the nature of the crime is, making sure that we're doing things in concert with them to help them, to make sure that their money is secure," she told All of Chicago. "Not use money, if at all possible, using other forms of transactions to carry themselves." Good grief. Hey, maybe there would be fewer car thefts if people stopped driving cars? Hey, maybe there would be fewer sexual assaults if people never left home? Hey, maybe there would be few property crimes if people stopped owning property. As I have said many times before, putting a stop to this is a matter of will. You have a very small percentage of the criminal population committing all these crimes. But you must put those people in jail for a long time. Democrats don't want criminals in jail. Why? Because nothing would make Democrats happier than 1. America going cashless so they can track our every move, and 2. Americans giving up our cars. If allowing violent marauders to roam the streets accomplishes those goals, Democrats see those means as justifying their fascist and authoritarian ends. You get what you vote for, morons. Lightfoot might very well lose re-election, but it will only be to another far-left Democrat determined to make Chicago worse. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.